Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. So let's sing that again. I want to scream it out.
Every mountain top, your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me.
And I'll sing because you are good. And
and no one can. worship you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is just reminding that there are so many times where we say the words that we want to say. We complain the way that we want to complain. We try to make things happen the way we want to make things happen. But He is reminding us that He is the King of glory. He is the Lord of all. There is no one like our God. There is no one that can move heaven and earth, that can move the universe for those that He loves. And that is who our God is. So instead of all the words that we utter, the useless complaints that come out of our mouths, our hearts, let's make this a time where there is a shift in our mind, in our heart, and we can proclaim the praises of our King, this King of glory, this King that comes on the clouds with fire, this King that makes nations tremble before Him. Let's make this a time where we allow the Lord to do this shift in our hearts, in our minds, to transform and renew all that is within us, so that everything within us cries holy, everything within us cries worthy to our God, to our King. And because this moment has become a moment of grace, where this change is happening, let's just allow it to take place and manifest as we worship and glorify our God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Jesus. I see the King of glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see His love and mercy washing over all our sins. The people sing, the people sing. I see the King of glory.
I see the King of glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. People see.
Worship you, God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Worship you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, right now we are going to invite the Holy Spirit to come upon us with a new anointing, so that our hearts will be ready to receive the word and to receive Jesus in full. Lord Holy Spirit, we invite you, come. Come with your power. Come in your gentle way. Come, fill our lives. Fill this moment. Fill this room with your presence. And because you are doing that, we want to thank and praise you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Worship
praise you, Jesus.
Worship
hallelujah.
Glorify
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. All glory and honor is to you, my Master. Bless
hallelujah.
Your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen. Tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit.
To be Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Holy Spirit, we know when you come and take your rightful place in our lives, in this room, we know that we could see the realm of the Spirit. What happened to Elisha will happen to us. Though there are challenges around us, we will see the heavenly beings surrounding us, O Lord. And tonight, we pray for this miracle, O God. Holy Spirit, do that miracle in our lives. Every word that will be spoken, let it be like an arrow deep within into our depths, so that we will see the spirit realm, O Holy Spirit. Do that miracle in this place. And we ask the Blessed Mother to intercede, the one who was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, who kept the word of God within her womb, who knows the Father. We'll ask the Blessed Mother to intercede so that every word will become true in our lives. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
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 We have a few announcements. For those of y'all join through Zoom, there will be prayer rooms after the meeting. The details will be on your screen. We will also be having the intercessory prayers every day apart from Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. You will see further details on your screen. We are also having the weekly youth meeting on Fridays from 5:30 to 7 in the evenings. Those of you who are new, please contact the numbers on your screen. We will also be having the young adults meetings on Mondays, and further details you will see on your screen. Now we welcome Lalitata to share today's message.
Shall we all stand for a moment? So I'd just like to invite people who are very much on this side. You can come this side. The windows are open that side also. So you don't. And this side won't go to heaven quicker than this side. So you can just join in. The windows are open. I'm sure in a little while the AC will also come. And you will be able to have the AC as well. So if you can come this way, we'll have a better balanced view and my eyes will move from both sides. Otherwise, we'll be moving only to one side. Thank you. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. So you can come forward. Don't worry. We haven't got COVID, so not yet. And I'm sure you are safe. And as we come together, let's say prayer together as we come before the Lord. You can all keep standing as we say the prayer. Especially, I would like to invite you to pray for the nation in a special way tonight, because we are going through this unprecedented crisis. And yesterday, the report was out that inflation is at 45%, and I think it's unheard of. Numbers 45% in the month last month, and actually what that means is millions are plunged into poverty, and millions are unable to find the nutrition that is necessary for a good life, for a full life, and children are malnourished, people's hopes for the future are gone. So we can keep blaming a lot of people for this problem. And it would be true also. But we can also pray that God have mercy on our land. And even though we have done foolish things and made big mistakes, that when we turn to Him, He will turn it into a blessing. And He will take over this crisis and truly make this a foundation for a better nation, for a better Sri Lanka in the future. So we just pray to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift it all up to you, Lord. Your mighty power, your divine blessing will be an answer to the cry of our human heart, Lord. And you will give us a better tomorrow and an answer in the deepest ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, brothers and sisters. So, good evening, all those who are here in the hall, despite all the fuel restrictions, transport problems, and those who are on Zoom, those who are on YouTube, and as we come together to spend these few hours in the presence of the Lord. So we spent a time of praise, and now we enter into the Word. So I'd like to share with you the theme for today. The theme for today is Forgiveness and victory over sin. Forgiveness and victory over sin is our inheritance. Forgiveness and victory over sin is our inheritance. Can we say it? I'll say it, you repeat it. Forgiveness And victory over sin is our inheritance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, this amazing truth we have been reflecting on. This amazing truth is what we have been reflecting on from Pentecost. And last week I told you how the Jesus said, told his disciples, it's better for you if I go. Can you remember? I took it from John 16 and I told you, Jesus said, it's better for you if I go. Isn't that amazing? So I told you, it may be that, you know, Jesus saw that everything was actually falling apart, you know, and all his disciples were in disarray. The guy in charge of the money was stealing. He was being betrayed. So he may have said, it's better for you if I go. You know, so much of problems here. You know, like some people, so many people are leaving the country, you know, and they're saying it's better for them if they go, you know, and thousands going to the passport office, that the system itself breaks down, you know. But Jesus had another reason for saying that. And what's the reason that Jesus had? Jesus was having in his heart a knowledge. What's the knowledge? That when he goes to God, he's going to do something amazing. What's he going to do? He's going to send the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Comforter, who will come into our lives. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And what's unique about this Comforter, Counselor, we can see today. I will show you from another verse of scripture. Acts chapter 2, verse 33. Acts chapter 2, verse 33. And if we look at it together, you can read after me. Exalted to the right hand of God. You can say that. Yeah, so we can stop there. Exalted to the right hand of God. What does it mean, exalted to the right hand of God? And last week I told you, the door between heaven and earth was closed. Not close, longer, C-L-O-S, but C-L-O-S-E-D, closed. And there was no access between heaven and earth. And Jesus opened the doors using three keys. I told it last week, but I just want to remind you. The three keys that Jesus used. Can anyone remember key number one? You know, just to see whether last week's message was listened to. Anyone remember key number one? No. What's the first key that Jesus used to, yes? His suffering. Excellent. So we have a A-grade student. Yeah. So the husband didn't answer, the wife answered. Okay. So you can see. What's the first one? Through his suffering, he turned one key. The second key. Anyone know, remembers the second key? What's the second key? His death, exactly. Through his death, he paid the price for our sin. And number three, the most important, his blood. Through his blood, he has offered us forgiveness. So therefore, the three keys. What are the three keys? Suffering, death, and blood. Now the door to heaven has been open and will never be closed again. This is the good news, because Jesus opened it with his life itself. Suffering, death, and the blood. Now the door is open. Now when the door is open, he does something else. Look at the rest of the verse here. We'll say it again from the beginning, then it's clear. Exalted to the right hand of God. You can repeat that. He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit. So, I'm just imagining it. You know, Jesus unlocked the three doors and he went and sat next to the Father and he says, now you promise to give the Holy Spirit to these people. And so what did he do? Took the Holy Spirit of the Father, the promised Holy Spirit. And what did he do? And has poured out. You can repeat that. What you now see and hear. In other words, what was happening at Pentecost? They were singing, worshiping, praying in tongues, speaking the word with supernatural power. And he said, this is what has taken place. This is what has happened. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see now how the door has been opened? It was not opened in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit came upon a few people in the Old Testament for a mission. But now Jesus opened used the three keys. Suffering, death, and the blood. And what did he do? He opened the door. And now he's pouring out from there the promised Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And what happens when the Holy Spirit moves? Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Beautifully given to us. Now, what happened, before I read it, I'll explain it to you. What happened was, when Jesus used the three keys, what are the three keys? Suffering, death, and his blood, he was able to make anyone who believes in him a son and a daughter of God. There was no qualification. There was no one worthy. But because he suffered, because he died, because his blood was shed, he was able to make anyone who believes in him a son and a daughter of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is an amazing gift. And here you will hide it. Because you are sons. Because you are sons. Say it again. Now, who made us sons? Jesus. How did he make us sons? By his passion, by his death, by his blood. He has made us sons. He has entitled us to become sons. Because you are sons. Now he told the Father, now all of these are your sons because I paid for their sonship with my blood. I paid for their sonship with my suffering. I paid for their sonship with my death. Therefore, all of them are your sons and daughters. Because they are your sons, you can say it again. God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. Listen carefully. What Spirit did He send? The Spirit of His who? Son. Who is His Son? Jesus. So the miracle, that's why he says, better for you if I go, because he could be not just be with each one, he could also be inside everyone. So whose spirit are we having? The Spirit of Jesus himself. We have been made sons through his suffering, death, and blood. And because we have been made sons, the Spirit has been poured into our hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me just praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Actually, this is an article of faith. It's been taught in catechism. This is not rocket science for Christians. This has been taught to us in catechism from the second standard onwards. We have been taught this. But the problem is, these truths remain ideas till the Holy Spirit reveals it into our hearts. That we have been made sons, and not only are we being made sons, the Spirit of Jesus has been poured into our hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And see what happens because of that. The Spirit who calls out, you can repeat that. Abba, Father. And actually, I think most of us have an experience of this. When did we have such an experience? Most of us in the four-step retreat. When we were baptized in the Holy Spirit. We were baptized when we were children. We were confirmed. We went to the sacraments. But you know, one day, for many of us in the four-step retreat, when the fourth step was preached and when we prayed for the anointing, the Holy Spirit revealed the love of the Father into our hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Suddenly, all what Jesus has done, stop being theory, stop being ideas, stop being concepts, and started touching our internal life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's when many of us stopped addictions, gave up wrong ways of living, committed ourselves to live in holiness, began to worship God, began to walk in the Spirit. Why is that? Because what happened at baptism, what we were taught in our Christian understanding, was revealed into our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? And it doesn't stop there. Look at the next verse. Another promise comes through beautifully. Look at this verse. So you are no longer a slave. You can repeat that. But a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. God has made you also an heir. You know, so it's the problem of the English language, you know. You have to drop letters, you know. And otherwise God has made you an heir. And people make heir, but God has made us. Sorry. And so God has made us heir. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Look at this. A former slave to a son to become an heir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Of what are we slaves? That's the question I'm going to deal with tonight. My brother, my sister, the Bible is very clear about our slavery. Our slavery is to sin and to sinfulness. Humanity, because of the fall, because of what the Bible would call the original sin, we are slaves of sin and sinfulness. So many of us who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we overcame our sin and sinfulness, and we enjoyed freedom, love, joy, peace. And you know, many of you know what that means, you know. We were on fire for the Lord. And in that, we lived fully. But somehow, somewhere, gradually or suddenly, what happened was, though we had received forgiveness of sin, our sinfulness came back to haunt us. Some people haunted by sinfulness. Some others, not just haunted, but captured again by sinfulness. And in that captivity, without our knowledge, we have become slaves again to sin and sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So many of us do this. What do? We go to confession. We go to the sacrament of reconciliation. And we confess our sins. And we receive forgiveness. And we are reconciled with God. But this nature of sinfulness seems to keep on haunting us year after year after year. It comes back in a crisis. When we are unsettled, it crops up from our heart. And without our knowledge, we are slaves again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I want to tell you, we have inherited forgiveness of sin and freedom from sinfulness. And I want to tell you how we can experience this. Last week I told you about inheritance. You know, I'm not going to show it again, but I showed you a lady's picture. The lady was the wife of Steve Jobs. You know, Steve Jobs is the creator of the Apple brand, you know. And very interestingly, if you look at the Apple brand, the apple closely, it is Eve's apple because a part of it has been bitten. And you will see that there. So you can, he's the designer of the iPad. He has made billions of dollars. But he died a few years ago. And he developed a cancer. He died. And his wife, who didn't do anything to build Apple, who didn't work at Apple, who didn't put anything into Apple, inherited $19 billion. $19 billion is solving our country's problem twice. In fact, we are asking IMF for $3 billion. So six times. So again. Can you see that's what you mean by an inheritance? The Duke of Westminster, I showed you. The Duke of Westminster, his father died when he was 24 years old. And his father, the Duke of Westminster Senior, had the possession of most of the prime lands in London. And when he died, his son inherited. How much? $13.9 billion. What's the age? 24. So can you see what an inheritance is? An inheritance is something you don't earn, you don't deserve, you don't work for, but you receive it as a gift from somebody else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? So today I want to draw a line and tell you this inheritance is not just money and material things. We also inherit other things. Like ill health, we inherit. Do you know that? I know a person, a good friend of ours. Actually, he's blind. He went blind in his 40s. And the amazing thing is, every male in his family, every male goes blind after 40. And doctors say it's a genetic disease that they have inherited from the previous generations. Can you see now? You inherit disease. You don't deserve it. You don't earn it. You get it because it's your inheritance. Are you following what I'm saying? So you can, you know, other people inherit heart attacks, you know, cardiac problems, isn't it? Other people inherit so many other things. But let me tell you, you can also inherit the good qualities. Some people live long. Longevity. Live long. If you ask them that my grandfather died at 90, my grandmother died at 80, and my father went on till 85, and my mother went on till so much. And they say, you have strong genes. You're going to go on. Some people have immune systems they have inherited. My mother never had any sickness. My father never had any sickness. I don't get it. I know a person who nursed a COVID patient while being pregnant. And everyone in the family got COVID. And this girl, newly married, and she said, don't worry, I won't get it because in our family, we have a strong immune system that resists disease. And true to her word, she didn't get it. And she, in fact, looked after the husband while she was having COVID. Inherited. Do you know? You know the meaning of the word inherited. My brother, my sister, when Jesus has made us members of God's family and sent His Spirit into our hearts, listen carefully. We inherit His nature and characteristics. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the good news. We may have bad genes from our grandparents, great-grandparents, isn't it? We may have issues coming down the line. That's fine. But the moment that you connect to the family of Jesus through your baptism, through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit is moving in our lives, we have an inheritance. What is the inheritance? The inheritance we have is the nature, the character of Jesus. And the good news is, Jesus' nature does not have any sin. Jesus' character does not have any sinfulness. Therefore, it is our inheritance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? You need to, and let me show you to you in the scripture. 1 John chapter 3 verse 4. 1 John chapter 3 verse 4. So John is very clear. You can repeat after me. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. So in the New Testament, there is no escape. Sin is lawlessness. But look at the next verse. But you know that He appeared. Who is the He that appeared? Who? Jesus. But you know, you can say it again, that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Actually, can you keep that projected? Can you keep that text projected where it is so powerful? Can you see that? Why did Jesus appear? He appeared. Why did He appear? So that He might take away our sins. That's why John pointed to Jesus and said, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He takes it away. And then He says, and in Him there is no sin. So our inheritance is twofold. One is the forgiveness of sin. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. We are given a break and a new chance. But that's not all we are given. Second, we are given the freedom from our sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the question tonight is it real? Is this true? Can it happen? So I ask, You know, I believe it completely, 100%. I know in the heart of my heart, the Spirit of God joins my spirit and says, this is true. So I was asking the Holy Spirit, give me a way to explain to people that it can become real for them as well. You know? That it can become life-changing, liberating. And then the Lord showed me a little place in the Gospel of Luke that explains how Jesus takes away sin and sinfulness. So he's not only going to take away sin, you know. Okay, we are forgiven. That's okay. The past is gone. But what about my nature of brokenness and sinfulness? He's dealing with that as well. Because he says, in him there is no sin. So when we become his, when we become a member of his family and his spirit is moving in us, he not only takes away our sin, takes away our sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many believe that what I'm saying? Is it true? Do you believe what I'm saying? Can you accept? Can you lift your hand? Yes. Lift it up. Right up. No. Okay, I believe. You know, some too heavy weights. You can lift the other hand also. Yes. Shall we give the Lord a mighty hand? Hallelujah. 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 Worship you. Okay. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. I'm going to take a few verses from here. 7:36 to 40. Look at this amazing text. Now one of the Pharisees, you're projected here, invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. The key word here is recline. Because you, now if you don't know anything about the Middle East, recline can mean they got on the table. and they were all sleeping on the table. You know, recline means that they ate, there was a dining table, but there were long divans or cushions. And how they ate was, they kept one hand on the table and they stretched their legs to the back and they ate from the table. That's how they did the Last Supper as well. But we have seen the Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper is the world's famous Last Supper image. We see him seated at a table. But in actual fact, that's how they ate. They kept the hand like this and they picked from the food and they conversed with each other around. Their legs were out onto the other side. Otherwise, you'll find a real problem a little later because there's a woman who comes to wash his feet. And if it was under the table, you can imagine the commotion with a woman under the table and all these men with their feet wondering who on earth is crawling around under that place. So you can see now you're following what I'm saying. Look at the next verse. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And what did she do? Look at the next verse. And as she stood behind him, at his feet, can you see now why she stood behind him at his feet? He was seated this way with his feet back. So he was behind him. All the people with their feet behind now. And here he came behind him. Stood behind him at his feet weeping. You can repeat that. She began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She did something amazing. I want to give you a word for that. She ministered to Jesus. That's what you mean by ministering. Ministering has another word, serving Jesus. Ministering to Jesus. loving Jesus. Who was this ministering, serving, loving Jesus? Who was it? It was a sinner. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, Jesus apparently did nothing. If you notice, he didn't do anything. But actually, as I understand it, Jesus was loving this woman as well. How do you know? By allowing her to get close to him. Allowing this sinner, allowing this broken woman to get close enough to touch him. He loved her by enabling her to come close. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have to understand this. You will understand when I read the next verse. Look at the next verse. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of a woman she is, that she is a sinner. What do you think this Simon the Pharisee was expecting? He was expecting Jesus to be a prophet, to know who she is. And then from this you can infer, what did he expect Jesus to do? He expected him to get up and say, get out of here, you sinful woman, how dare you touch me? That's what he expected from a righteous man. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's what Simon expected. And if he had done that, they would have said, truly, this man is a righteous man. Because no Pharisee went to a place where sinners were. No Pharisee associated with anyone who had any kind of sinfulness. And even if they happened to get close, they went and made themselves ritually clean again. To protect their own righteousness. Look at what happened here. Jesus loved this woman by allowing her to come in and touch him. She in return started loving Jesus by serving and ministering to him with her whole heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? This is an amazing thing. This is an amazing thing that took place. And that's why the very first step of our four steps. Anyone can tell me what the first step is? Come as you are. Why? What's the rest of the word? Come as you are. I love you. You can approach me. This woman who was a sinner, broken and lost, was given the gift of coming and touching Jesus. Next, she was given the gift of serving Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, when you start worshiping Jesus, ministering to Jesus, serving Jesus, you can't also have sin in your heart. You don't have both. Either one or the other. And that's how she was becoming free of sin. That's how she was becoming free of sinfulness. How was she becoming free of sin and sinfulness? She was given access in her brokenness. And because she came into contact with perfection and beauty and love and purity, she forgot herself, she lost herself, and gave herself in ministering to Jesus. Simultaneously, she is forgiven. Simultaneously, her sinfulness is taken away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In our society, we are focused either on our own self or we are focused on others. And because of that, we are prisoners of our own self or we are prisoners of the opinion and the mindset of others. We have one answer to our sinfulness, one answer to our brokenness. What's the answer? Come as you are. I love you. His feet are accessible to the sinner. Who says? Jesus says in Luke chapter 7. Is accessible to the sinner. And when she's touching Jesus, her heart is freed of sin and selfishness to be a disciple who serves him with her life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, then Jesus knew what was in the mind of Simon the Pharisee. And what did he do? He said the parable. I'm not going to read that because you know the parable. He said two people, one was had a little debt, the other had a great debt. And what happened? They both were forgiven. And then he asked Simon, who would love the person who forgave more? Who would do it? And then Simon replies, I guess it is the person who was forgiven more. See the power of those words. Who can be the greatest disciples of Jesus? And Jesus answered, I guess the one who is forgiven the most. And then he explains this whole concept to Simon. If you go back, you go down to the verse, Luke 7, verse 44. Verse 44, if you drop down to verse 44, is given to us. Then he turned towards the woman and said to Simon, see that? He's not talking to Simon. His attention is to the woman because he wants to give her worth, value, dignity. His attention is to her. And then he's speaking to Simon. What does he say? Do you see this woman? You can repeat that. I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet. But she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Ministering to Jesus. Worshipping Jesus. Sitting at his feet. Can you see? Have you ever thought that worshipping Jesus is the answer to your sinfulness? We thought that that comes after we have become holy. Here it is. Then look at the next verse. It's the amazing text. You did not give me a kiss. But this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. She was loving him, ministering to him, serving him. Broken, sinful, burdened, but now ministering to Jesus, becoming free of her burden. Look at the next verse. Verse 46. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Yeah, you get the point now. You see, she loved me more. She cared for me more. In her brokenness, she loved me more. Isn't that amazing? Look at the next verse. Verse 47. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. For she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little, loves little. Shall we praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Actually, the amazing part of this journey is when you don't know Jesus, you think you don't have much sin. You know? And I'm ashamed to say, I had a pretty bad life. But when I came to the first time, I came to the retreat for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they asked me to do confession. I felt, you know, I had nothing much to confess, you know. Why is that? Because we are all the time focused on others, you know. And I was not married, I was a young man. And if I had been told, you know, confess about your family, I would have given a fantastic confession about my mother's faults, about my father's faults, about my siblings' faults. You know, I would have analyzed it and given a perfect confession. But we are unaware of that. It is when you come close to perfect love and you come into a intimacy with perfect love, an amazing thing happens. Not only are you loved, not only are you secured, but you begin to see the lies that have been ruling our hearts. And then what do? You offer it at His feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, freedom from sinfulness comes when you lead a life of worship and ministering to Jesus. Forgiveness of sin will come when you ask for it. But freedom from sinfulness will come when you lead a life of worship, when you lead a life of ministering to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise. Every time we praise God, we are ministering to Him. Because the angels do the same thing. Every time we worship God, we are ministering to Him. Every time we are thankful to God, we are ministering to Him. And every time we minister, we are coming out of ourselves. We are coming out of our brokenness. We are coming out into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And look at this. Look at verse 48. Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Isn't that amazing? Before her sins were officially forgiven, she was given access to the feet of Jesus. You must think carefully what I'm saying. She was given access to touch Him, to come to Him, to hold His feet. And in that ministering, she was set free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if you have lost your way and you are hiding from the Lord, today is the invitation. Come as you are. I love you. Come as you are. As you come to Him with a repentant heart and a heart of ministering to Him in worship, there is the assurance things will change inside you. Look at the next verse. Verse 49. The other guests began to say among themselves. In Luke 19, he says it muttered. You know, they would have been telling to the other, "Shh, shh, shh. Do you know what he's just said? Do you know? Well, who does he think he is anyway? What he's just said? Who is this who even forgives sins?" He is the one, His Spirit is the Spirit that has come down from heaven to reside in your heart and my heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is this person, he asks, who forgives sins? And then Jesus answers. This is the beautiful answer of Jesus. Verse 50. Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is a stunning verse. I don't know whether you realize. He has forgiven her. He has allowed her access to her. And then he says, "Your faith has saved you." What faith? She believed that Jesus loved her in her brokenness. That faith saved her. She believed that she could take this jar of alabaster, the alabaster jar, and come to Him and He will allow her to access. She believed that if, when I minister to Him, she will free me from the burden of my sin. She believed that He could make a difference. And that's our part in this whole thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to offer you two figures that I bring in the four-step retreat, in the first step. Peter and Judas. All the time I had a question, you know, Peter denied Jesus. What did Judas do? Judas betrayed him. Peter was restored. Judas was lost. Looks pretty unfair, you know. One is given a chance, the other no. But if you look carefully, you will see Jesus came after Peter. He went to the Sea of Tiberias. He went back. And Jesus came after him. And do you remember the question that he asked? That he asked Peter. Anyone can tell me what's the question he asked? Do you love me? He didn't ask, did you learn a lesson? Bang at the didn't I tell you? What's the crucial question? Do you love me? What does this woman do? Love Jesus. Because she trusted that he would love her. She said he would give her space. Do you love me? And Peter replied, you know that I love you. He's restored. But what did Judas do? Judas didn't come return to the Lord. He couldn't believe. He thought he was too far gone. He thought he has no answer for him. He didn't return to Jesus. And there are many who do that. They think they're too far gone, that they can't return to the Lord. That's why Jesus said, your faith has saved you. So what did Judas do? He went to the high priest. And he returned the money. He tried to justify himself and work it out. He returned the money and he said, set me free from this crime I've committed. But it couldn't be justified. Only Jesus can forgive sins. The high priest said, I can't. I can't pay. I can't free you. So what did he do? He went and put a rope around a branch of a tree. And he wanted to hang himself. In other words, he told nature, bear my guilt. Only Jesus can bear the guilt. Because he's the one who takes away the sin of the world. But the tree, the scripture says, what happened to the tree? The branch broke. Because it's a sign that nature cannot bear our sin. Isn't that why there's a rebellion of nature in the world today? Isn't that why we are going through the repercussions of the sin of our humanity? And then he tried to keep it for himself. What happened? When he fell to the earth, says his bowels opened up. In other words, if you try to deal with your sin by yourself, it will destroy you. All that Jesus asked Peter was, Peter, do you love me? And then he said, yes. He was restored to the highest place in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Actually, there are many saints who actually catch this from the depths. They catch it. It's revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. They begin to realize this is not a legal thing. It's love. This is not being paying for and getting for squaring accounts. It's love. And when they find that, they begin to radiate that love to other people. That's how the love of Jesus can be taken into our world. It begins to radiate that love into the other people's hearts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I still remember one day we were living in Mount Lavinia. And it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I was doing my personal prayer. And the doorbell rang, you know. We had a large gate, you know. And I went and opened the gate. There was this couple, you know. And when I looked at their faces looked like thunder, you know. You get clouds and thunder. And you could see that they have come through a mighty storm, you know. And here they came and sat. And now the husband won't talk, you know. Husbands, after the fight, they won't talk. You tell if you want, you know. And the wife is now crying, you know. And then I ask what happened. And the wife tells me, he got angry. He went off the handle. He took a gun and wanted to shoot my son-in-law. And she's weeping. And now I had just come from prayer time, you know. And I was seated. I was now wondering, what do I say? Then he remained quiet. He was staring at me. This man, he stared at me. And then he said, you know, I know what you're going to say. He told me, I know, to forgive, to accept my fault, to say that I did something wrong. I'm not going to do any of that. And because I had come from prayer, the Lord gave me an insight. I told him, do you know, he said, I told him, even when you are refusing to forgive, even when you are hating, Jesus still loves you. I just told him that. You know, it's just a thought that dropped in. He looked at me, suddenly burst out in tears. Because that hit him. And that moment, all 1,000 words of advice were taken away. And in one moment, the Lord healed that family. And suddenly I realized, if I had been busy doing something, and if I had come to that discussion while being involved in some other business, most probably I would have given him a lot of advice and told him what is right, what's wrong, how to do it. Most probably I would have done it. But here, because I came from a moment of prayer, suddenly that insight broke through that moment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is what the Lord wants to offer our world, my brothers and sisters. The Lord wants to offer each and every one of us. You know, you want to convert other people. You want to make sure that their hearts are touched. Here it is. Come to minister at the feet of Jesus. Because his feet are accessible to the broken and the lost. In Matthew 11:27-28, he says, come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Luke 19:10 says, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. See, beautifully given. All given in the scripture, but we have lost it in the Old Testament understanding that somehow it's our goodness that gives us access to God. But here is the beautiful inheritance. We have inherited the right to be sons. And because we have inherited the right to be sons, we have inherited forgiveness of sin and freedom from sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I would like to offer you a scripture text that I would like you to take home and pray slowly. You know, old people know what I mean. Like eating bulto. You know how do you eat bulto? I don't know whether younger generation doesn't know what bulto is, but we know that's made out of jaggery and I don't know what else they put in that, but it's hard. If you bite it, it will break your teeth. But you have to suck it. And when you suck it, slowly, over time, half an hour, 15-20 minutes, the taste of it is sucked in to our mouth. That's how scripture releases the power of God. And I want to offer you these two verses as a prayer base. And if you're writing it down, can write it down. Take it for morning prayer. So let it minister to you. It's Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 and 15. You know, Hebrews is pretty tough, you know, because it's a Jewish concept. But it's amazing about sin and forgiveness. It's an amazing book. And Hebrews 9, verse 14 and 15. I'll explain that to you before we finish tonight. You can repeat after me. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. Let's stop there. The blood of Christ, Who is this blood of the? Who is this Christ? Who is his blood? Who offered himself through the Holy Spirit? Unblemished to God. Unblemished means he had no sin at all. Then so because he offered himself with no sin at all, he can forgive our sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the answer to the question of Simon. Who can forgive sins? He can. Why? Because he's unblemished. Offered through the Spirit. Unblemished to God. Look at this. Cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death. Listen, stop there also. What does this blood do? It cleanses our conscience from acts that lead to death. That is sinfulness. Because he has offered himself through his blood, he's now offering us the chance to clean our conscience, to be forgiven from the past, from the acts that lead to death. And then the other side, what is that? Look at the rest of the words. So that, you can read that, we may serve the living God. Isn't that what that woman did? That woman in Luke 7, she came a sinner, came to the pure one, and because of his purity, was liberated from her sinfulness. And what did she do? She served the living God through worship, through adoration, through her tears, through the anointing. She served him because her sinfulness had been taken from her. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My brother, my sister, every time you come to the feet of the Lord, you have this inheritance. You have, because this unblemished sacrifice is offering us this chance given to this woman in Luke 7. And look at the next verse. I finish with that tonight. And look at this beautiful verse. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. It's a new agreement with God. It's a new agreement. In the old agreement, it was very simple. If you behave yourself, I'll bless you. If you misbehave, I'll thrash you. You know, that's the very simple understanding of the Old Testament. You know, misbehave, you'll have the problem. If you behave, I'll bless you. In the New Testament, the lost, the broken, the misbehaved can be cleansed by the blood of Christ. And not only cleansed by the blood of Christ, in a heart, with a heart of worship, they will be given the opportunity to minister to the living God himself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That makes us saints. That makes us holy. Look at what happens after that. That those who are called may receive the promised, what? The promised what? Can you see that? The promised eternal inheritance. What do you mean by inheritance? I told you, you know, 19 billion inheritance. 13.9 billion inheritance. You don't deserve it. You don't earn it. You don't work for it. You don't even have, you only sign for it. And you get it. This is the gift of inheritance. Forgiveness of sin and freedom from sinfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. Can you see that? Everything is cancelled. The moment you come to Jesus Christ, everything is cancelled. Forgiveness of sin in Corinthians 2, Corinthians chapter 3, verse 20, 21, he says, anyone is in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The old has gone, the new has come. This woman is the sign of that. A woman come to his feet as a sinner, most probably a prostitute, most probably lost in a bad lifestyle, and leaves that place as a worshiper of the living God. Because she met Jesus. And now this Jesus is available through his Holy Spirit. Available in the Eucharist. Available in the sacrament of reconciliation. And when we come to him, all you have to do, love him. Love him. Worship him. How do you love Jesus like she did? How do you love him? Praise, worship, thanksgiving, honor, falling at his feet. We worship him. And as we do that, we also receive forgiveness of sin. And our sinfulness is transformed into his very heart. Shall we stand and be in his presence? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We just build a throne of praise. Hallelujah. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Can we sing that? You are my hiding place. We'll sing it. You are my hiding place. Whenever I... can you put the words? If someone can put the words. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. And the greatest fear is the fear of our own brokenness, of our own sinfulness, of our own selfishness that has made us prisoners. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. You are my hiding place. We just come into his presence in a moment. And because the Lord is going to minister to us, shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's build a throne of praise. Forget who is next to you. Come out of yourself. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Before we start the worship, we can change the lights. The lights have come. You can change the lights and then we can start them. Till then, we can build a throne of praise. You can praise, worship the Lord with our whole heart. We can come into his presence like this woman came into his presence. We can worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Worship your Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your Father. Bless you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise your Father. Blessing to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Honor to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's continue to build that praise. Continue to build our hearts. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us the grace, the opportunity, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, hallelujah. Worship your Father. Blessing to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Blessing to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's be in his presence a few moments. My brothers and sisters, can we ask the question from our hearts this evening? What drove this woman to come looking for Jesus. What would have driven her in the first place to sin and to a life of sin? We know sin satisfies. Sin gives happiness. Sin makes us feel good. Sin gives us joy. That's why people are tempted. If every sin causes an instant pain, there would be no sinners, because everyone would avoid that pain. That's how God has designed us. If we turn our fingers the wrong way, we get a sharp pain, because God has designed our fingers to give out the pain, knowing that if you push it beyond that limit, the finger will break. So pain is a gift, but sin hides that. And in that hidden thing, the very thing that destroys us, the very thing that hurts us, attracts us, makes us want it, makes us run after it, makes us desire it. And then we eat of that fruit. That's what sin does. And the tempter tempts us. The powers of darkness coax us, entices us, encourages us, and invites us to find release, freedom, happiness in sin. And when we fall, the powers of darkness takes on the second role and begins to condemn us, begins to attack us, begin to bring before the Lord our conscience accusations. And then the pain begins. The brokenness is sharp. The heart is hurting. And then the tempter tells us again, the answer to your pain is another sin, is another way of finding relief. Like the drunkard who takes another drink to be overcome last night's hangover, takes another drink to be free of the head that is pounding of the last night's drinking. Sin after sin after sin after sin. Tired, lost, addicted, she is drawn to the sinless one. In him is perfect peace. In him is perfect freedom. In him is all what she longed for. If she longed for peace, here he was, the Prince of Peace. If she looked for joy, here he was, the Prince of Joy. If he looked for freedom, here he was, the freest person in the universe. And he is drawn to him. And the love of Jesus is, he loves this broken person to come to his faith. And she says, you are my hiding place. You are the answer to the ache in my heart. Her spirit is telling her, in him there is an answer to the brokenness of your heart. And she comes there. She's not afraid of all these people around, the men. She falls at his feet. Can you join her tonight? Can we join her? Leaving aside our goodness, our judgment of others, our own sinful ways of looking at life, fall at his feet. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. He's allowing me to come to his feet. He's allowing me to serve him. He's allowing me to sing songs to him. and He's loving me out of my sin and sinfulness. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. Whenever I am afraid, I will return to You.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust in You. I will trust in You. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in You.
Let's say it again. Believe in You. That's what it means. I will trust in You.
Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord.
Let's say it again. You are my hiding place. We worship You.
extend your hands, Lord, over our lives tonight. Embrace our lives, Lord, as we come to your feet tonight. We dare not look at you, Lord. We hold on to your feet, Lord. Your presence flowing through our lives. Flow, Lord. Spirit, flow. Flow through every life. Flow through every heart. Flow through our brokenness. Flow through our sinfulness. Make us alive. Make us alive. Ooh. Ooh. Speak to the Lord. Ooh. Ooh. Have you been struggling with a brokenness? Have you been dealing with weakness? Have you been unable to handle the problems of others in your life? Have you been falling down, been dragged down by the sinfulness of others? Are you dragging down others by your weakness? Whatever it is, here you are. Here we are at his feet tonight. You and I are that woman. And Jesus is looking at us like he looked at her as he spoke to Simon. He's looking at you. Can you see me? Can you hear me? Can you feel my love reaching into your heart tonight? I'm loving you. And I am freeing you from all your brokenness, says the Lord. Lord, I have gone after so many other gods, Lord, the gods of sinfulness I have sought in my life, the God of my own ego, Lord, of my own opinions, Lord. I lay it all at your feet right now. And the Lord says, just let me touch you with my love tonight. Let my presence flow through you just now. I'm changing everything. I'm breaking the lies in your heart. I'm revealing my truth deep inside. Ooh. 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 Here tonight. And the Lord says, my son, my daughter, you're looking for joy. You're looking for peace. You're looking to be loved. You're looking for worth. You're looking for value. And you are searching for that worth, that value, that joy. Not for me. You have been deceived to look for it in the world. You have been deceived to look for it in sin. You have been deceived to look for it in your own achievements and in your position in the eyes of others. And you have been trapped in a void that has robbed you of the joy that you were looking for,
that has robbed you of the peace that you were looking for, that has robbed you of the love that you were looking for. Come to me, the Lord says. Come to me, all you who are burdened by these lies, all who are caught up and lost, and I will give you rest. I will give you true joy, true peace, true love, true freedom. It will be the answer to your heart. Surrender your life to me tonight, for I will bless you with the greatest life that you ever know, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is speaking to a person who hasn't found a job in a very long time, and this person is now struggling financially and is calling out to the Lord. And the Lord is telling this person, my dear child, you belong to me, and within 3 days you will find a job, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship you. Praise you.
The Lord is speaking to a person who's waiting to undergo a bypass surgery, and this person is going through a lot of fear right now. And the Lord says, tonight, as a mark of my love, I have touched and healed you, and the doctors will confirm this healing, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship.
God is showing me a person who is having a difficulty in smelling, and he is hiding to others and having a lot of stress within him. Right at this moment, in this service, God is healing that person and delivering him.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship your Father.
God is showing me so many people, they are refused to serve the Lord once they call to do. They always think within them that they are not holy enough to serve the Lord. Today, Lord is speaking to them and said, my dear son, daughter, come out of that frame. In and through the serving of the Lord, you will feel free and you will be forgiven. Says
hallelujah,
the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Another person who has got varicose veins and you are in severe pain on the left leg, the Lord says, I'm healing you right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The Lord is speaking to a non-Christian who is having a problem with the house, and this person doesn't know what to do and is feeling very upset. The Lord says, trust in me, I will meet all your needs. And the Lord is also showing the numbers 5-2. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The Lord is also speaking to a person who has cancer, and the Lord is healing this person. And as a confirmation, the Lord says one of your names begins with the letter L. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you,
Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing someone who is experiencing memory loss often and is very fearful, thinking what will happen in the future. The Lord says, put all your trust in me, and I will be with you, and I will look after you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is also speaking to someone who is very unhappy in this person's current job, and he feels that he is in the wrong place. The Lord says, though you feel lost and broken, I am leading you, guiding you, and I am making you strong and confident. So surrender your life to me. Praise the Lord.
Shall we all stand and be in his presence, my brothers and sisters? We thank the Lord for his goodness, for the revelation of this beautiful revelation of brokenness being called to ministry, and ministry leading to holiness, which the Lord has really offered us tonight. And shall we just give the Lord a mighty hand for that as we say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
my
Your
ways.
Blood flows through my veins.
Will be open immediately after. Those who are on Zoom and like to join in the prayer rooms, you can wait and you will be allocated to the prayer rooms. So again, to remind you, from tomorrow we have the intercessory 7 to 8 on the intercessory pray for Sri Lanka link, and if you can project the pray for Sri Lanka link, that would be good. And so that you can join from 7 to 8 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we'll be praying. Please join us. Good night, and God bless you. Praise the Lord.